Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio Friend. Here we are, Wednesday, September the 25th, and we've got my friend Mel Zelenik with us, retired professor of University of Missouri. Last time you were on, we were talking about just travel tips in general and how to save money. Today, you want to talk about cruises.
Yes. You know, that's one of my favorite types of vacations, a cruise vacation.
What do you cruise, about 20 times a year?
No, but we really enjoy it. Yeah. I think it's a fantastic value, generally speaking, if you don't fall for some of the hype from the cruise lines, and we'll talk a little bit about that now. But yeah, we're going to close up our travel sections for the year, specifically with cruise vacations.
Now, is this a good time to be going on a cruise in the fall of the year?
It depends on when or where you're going to go. And again, the load factor that we talked about last time, it's all supply and demand. I will tell you, this summer in Alaska was the lowest prices I've ever seen on a cruise ship since I've been doing travel consulting.
Now, this wouldn't be a time to be going to Alaska, though, would it?
No, not this late. But I'm saying in July in Alaska, you could get a cruise, Norwegian Cruise Line, Holland America, at $249 or $299 for a week per person. That's unheard of up there. That's a 90% reduction of what they try and get when it's very, very...
So where this time of the year, where is a good place to go cruise?
If I were going on a cruise at this point in, of time of year, I would probably head over to Europe, or I might try to see if there's a good value in Hawaii. I will tell you, a lot of the cruise ships are moving from Alaska and some of the areas that they're not doing too well into the Far East area. Okay. And I think you're going to find more and more that those are going to start becoming pretty good values. Right now, they're extremely high because the demand is so high and it has limited number of ships.
So what do you look for, Mel?
You want to be flexible in your cruise dates as well as your travel dates in general. If you can, for example, go a week before Christmas, if you can work that out with your schedule instead of going Christmas week, very, very often the ship is going to be a third of the cost that you would have if you were to go Christmas week.
So if you're planning to go in the wintertime and you said you wanted to go at Christmas, if you go the week before Christmas, you're going to save about a third?
Or more. And it depends on the year. It depends on the load factor again.
And it depends on where you're going.
If you can go the first or second week in December on a cruise to the Caribbean or one of the other areas that might be available, you're going to save even more. But a lot of people who have kids don't have that kind of flexibility.
Right.
When we were traveling and our kids were young, we would often take them out of school for a few days. And we had approval from the district to do that. And it seemed to work out very well because they were able to experience some fairly nice areas of the world. And yet, so that's how we justify it with the school district.
Now, once you're on board the ship, can you get caught up in spending a lot of money, even though when you say you're going on a cruise, all of your meals are included?
And that's one of my cruise tips. It's actually tip number five, if you will. Be cognizant of all the cruise line hype. If you aren't careful, you could easily overspend on all that is presented to you. The spa, the shopping on board, the gambling, the overconsumption of alcohol, or the art shows, all of those.
So all of those cost extra.
No, but like in the case with the art show, you're going to buy the paintings and those are going to cost extra. With the drinking, that's not included on most cruise lines. And if it is, the price is jacked up anyway.
But your meals are all included.
Your meals are all included. except if you go to specialty restaurants. I mean, there are all these little hypes. Specialty restaurants are kind of fun to go to once or so, but I'm not sure I would spend a lot of time and energy in a specialty restaurant because the food is not dramatically different, in my view.
Can you go on a cruise, put your wallet and credit card away, and spend not another dime once you've paid for that cruise and enjoy yourself?
My wife is not going to let me say this publicly, but I will. We have been on many, many cruises where the only thing we've spent any money on were gratuities. And those you'll want to because the service is so
fantastic. And that's because you're cheap.
No, you're cheap. I'm frugal.
That's right. That's what we said last time, wasn't it? But so you can actually go on a cruise, have it all prepaid, and not spend another dime except for gratuity.
And have a great time.
Okay.
Yes.
What's the biggest mistake people make when they're trying to plan for this?
I think they fall for the hype of going with some of the extras that the cruise line really makes it seem like they're very important, like the shore excursions. The shore excursions are incredibly expensive with the cruise line. You could do the same thing, as a matter of fact, have a better experience
if you do it
on your own. There is a website that I really enjoy reading because it gives you a lot of information on the best shore excursions, for example, and that's cruisecritic.com. We've mentioned that in the past. I still use it when I'm when I'm looking around for something to do at a specific port.
Okay, so just try to do the shore excursion yourself instead of buying a tour from the cruise line.
In most cases, that's the case. Now, there are some areas of the world where you won't want to do them on your own, or indeed you couldn't do them on your own. Places like Russia, it's difficult to do that on your own. You can have a private tour, but there's only two companies. As a matter of fact, there's only one company that does that now. But even in Russia, I would recommend that you not take the shore excursion with the cruise ship, but you do it on your own. And the company's name is Denrus.
And you've done that.
I've done it.
Yeah, you've been all over the world. Mel, we're out of time for today. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure and interesting to sit and talk with you.
Time goes by so quickly. Can we warn our affiliates?
No. we're out of time, Mel. Thank you so much for coming by. Tomorrow we're going to talk about the Columbia Crop Hunger Walk. And if you want more information, you can contact Mel at
cruise@centurytel.net.
Got it. Our program, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rich Polzin, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if there's something you'd like to hear or see, I would love to hear from you. Drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. And you can sign up for a free podcast or vodcast of this program, kbia.org. Click on Talk Shows and then Radio Friends. Bye-bye.